Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Distributing grant money to nonprofits isn't something high school students normally learn about, let alone actually do. It's often not until they graduate college and enter the workforce that they have the opportunity to join an organization's board. But for more than 25 years, the Delaware Community Foundation's Youth Philanthropy Board has put high school students in charge of examining issues in their communities and ultimately deciding how to allocate thousands of dollars in funds to various programs that address them. This week, Delaware Public Media's Joey Irizarry chats with Yolanda Rushton, Senior Program Officer with the Delaware Community Foundation, about the value of giving students a chance to help their communities through philanthropic work.
Yolanda, this program has been around for decades now, but before we get to the finer details of the Youth Philanthropy Board and how it works, can you give us some background on the program and why the Delaware Community Foundation originally decided to start it?
It's been around for 25 years. We were happy to celebrate that this year. And it's actually started from a fund holder. Her name was Phyllis Wynn. And in 1999, she was a retired educator, and she said that she wanted students in Newcastle County to be more involved in philanthropy. And so what better way to do that than to create this fund and this opportunity? After a few years, the DCF as a whole, as an organization, started to administer the funds, and we created the opportunity in Kent and Sussex because it just started in Newcastle, and then we expanded it to Kent and Sussex.
Can you speak more to the value in allowing high schoolers to distribute grants to community organizations and learn about the process of giving back at such a young age?
We've all learned over the years that no matter the age, I mean, I firmly believe this, that people can come into being community advocates and to learn more about how and why to give back. And so the opportunity was created. And so we said, you know what, high school students is a great way and a great entry point for folks to come into philanthropy. Why wait? Why wait until you're in college? Let's start that learning now so that they can get a grassroots level education on how to come into philanthropy and learn more about their communities and give back. Giving back doesn't have to only be through giving. It can be through volunteering as well. And so what's happened, what's been created from that is there's now these points where people can come in into the DCF. They can be within the YPB during high school years, graduate from high school. You can then get a scholarship. You go through college and then you can come back to the DCF for another program that we have called the Next Gen.
So walk us through how the program works and how these high school students identify organizations to give back to and grant funds are decided.
Sure. So the first part is always recruitment. And recruitment starts in April. The program runs from October through May. And what at the end of it is when we have a grant ceremony, which I'll get to that. But in April, we start reaching out to schools around generally around spring break or so before they go out into their summer breaks. We try to reach out to them and say, you have an opening at your school. We can only take one student per high school because of the sheer amount of high schools that are available. And we don't want to make the boards too big. So it's one student per high school. Once a student graduates or they say, my caseload is too big, I'm not able to return, that vacancy is then filled by us reaching out to those schools for recruitment. Once a student comes on board, we teach them the very base level of what philanthropy means. And like I said before, it's not just with volunteering or giving back, it's learning more about communities, it's civic engagement, and we give them those learnings over the course of months that they're here with us. And they're the ones that are determining what the focus statement should be in that year. The boards are diverse, and diverse in terms of who's participating. Is it it's public school students, it's students at private schools, it's homeschool students, it's students going to more parochial schools, charter schools. So there's diversity not only in the schools, but of course in race, in lived experiences, and all of that determines what that focus statement would be. There are students over the years who have said, I have a lived experience, unfortunately, with gun violence. They have a discussion about that. And then there's another student one year who said, you know what, I have a learning disability. I think that we should focus on this. So it's always on issues that are important to them and their peers. And of course, Nonprofits need to be able to respond to these applications that they're putting out there. So there is a discussion of, I hear you that this is an issue that's going on within your respective groups or within your own lived experience, but is this something that is currently available with nonprofits in our county that they can then respond to and get funding for their programs? So we do want to make sure that it's a focus area that nonprofits could respond to. So once the focus statement is chosen, and that's chosen in November, so we just decided ours for each county. An application is then created and then sent out in December. Nonprofits are able to respond from December 2nd through January 3rd. After January 3rd, the applications are assigned to each student within each county, right? And so there's a board in each county, so those respective boards get their applications assigned to them. The students are reading the applications. They're coming up with questions that they're going to meet with every single applicant that applied in February. So they read through the applications, they come up with their questions. February, they're meeting with their nonprofits, asking them very specific questions about their needs. What does their impact look like? Who benefits from their programs? And these are questions that they're determining on their own. And then once they have their meetings, they're then having a funding meeting in March. And that's a big debate in terms of who's getting funding, how much are we cutting, are we giving more to organizations? And so that's in March. And then April, we have a grant ceremony, which is a big celebration of these are the orgs that are getting funding. And then the students themselves are honored for participating in the board for 1, 2, 3 years. They can participate up to 3 years.
What are some recent examples of the kind of foundations or community organizations that the students are giving grant money to? And can you share some of those with us?
Absolutely. One is Down Syndrome Association. They receive funding for their athletic box program. And so one student in particular was really impressed with the organization and them creating opportunities for their communities to be athletic, to play in sports. Despite their own challenges, they said that these are opportunities that, but for funding from the YPB, they wouldn't be able to participate. Another one is Edge for Tomorrow. They receive funding for their program that helps students with social media challenges. So the impact of social media, because that was something uniquely that was a focus statement in each county last year. Newcastle, Kent, and Sussex. No one met at the same time, but they all chose the impact of social media as a focus statement. And Edge for Tomorrow was one of those beneficiaries. Another one is the Harry Kay Foundation. They, of course, have their backpack program where they're allocating backpacks filled with food in Kent and Sussex County. And so those are some of the programs that we've supported.
And I read recently that a high school student who took part in a youth philanthropy board said that what drew her to it was the fact that you let a group of high schoolers choose what nonprofits get grants and which ones they think are doing the most work for them. Is that a common sentiment as far as why students choose to take part in the program?
Absolutely. They want to give back. They want to learn more. These are students that are high achieving students. This is not their first hurrah with respect to volunteering or getting into the community. They're already doing the work. They just want to learn more, and they want to be able to give back in unique ways. So yes, that is the sentiment across the board that they want to know the back end piece of grant making and philanthropy in general, but it's also because they already have a love for their community.
So after finishing their time with the Youth Philanthropy Board, what kind of feedback have you received from students and maybe even their parents?
So there are a few quotes that I have directly from some of my students. They've sent me emails just to share more about their experience, to your point. And so one of them, I'm going to read verbatim, is the experience has been life-changing. It has given me an opportunity to see how nonprofit organizations can impact the lives of our community and our state. I have learned a great deal, which has allowed me to utilize and develop my organizational, negotiating, listening, public speaking, and multitasking skills. Another board member says, "The board has been pivotal to me as a citizen and taught me the obligations I owe to my neighbors and youth in Wilmington. And I'm beyond grateful for the leadership and role you've played in helping me grow into a philanthropic community." And a parent said, "I would like to thank you for all that you've done for my son. These past 2 terms with the Youth Philanthropy Board have been life-changing for him. He is more confident, outspoken, and has become a better leader."
thanks to Yolanda Rushton, Senior Program Officer with the Delaware Community Foundation, and our Joey Rosari for joining us on The Green this week. And we wrap up The Green next with Enlighten Me, where we examine the benefits of mindful birding. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.